Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Monday, my friends. Welcome, of course, to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And, of course, you can check me out, as the kids say, on Drive from 4 p.m. today and, of course, for the rest of the week and hopefully for the rest of your lives. Now, we'll talk Man United-Liverpool in just a moment, which, of course, a game you can hear live on TalkSport. But we begin the podcast, the show, call it what you will, with Premier League champions Man City drawing, unbelievably, with Eddie Howe's Newcastle United at St James's Park. Here's the fallout on the Boot Room on TalkSport.
For 60 minutes, Manchester City, they were shell-shocked a little bit. It wasn't City were poor, it was Newcastle were very, very good. And then City showed their class when they got the second goal and they quickly got the third goal. And all of a sudden, you know, you're seeing a little bit of vulnerability from Newcastle. But it's been an unbelievable game of football.
If you look at the top teams up and down the country, top teams are aggressive. They are brave, whether that's in or out of possession. Very rarely do the top teams, the best teams, sit off and concede ground and territory. That's not how I want to play the game. Now, sometimes in a game, within a game, you have to do that because that's the twist the game has taken. But I'm very proud of the bravery in every element of the game today, and I thought you saw a better performance for it.
And here's the City gaffer, Pep Guardiola. Guardiola, no one really knows.
Yeah, it was really good. I give a lot of credit to the opponent. My players are outstanding again in terms of many things. So yeah, it was a proper game, I think. But both teams want a good players. They want to try. They want to, you know, attack. Always football is nice.
Newcastle captain Kieran Trippier was shown a red card but had it overturned to a yellow by VAR. City boss Pep Guardiola refused to be drawn into whether the England defender should have stayed on the pitch or not.
I don't want to be involved in that. It's a waste of time in that situation. So I didn't watch it, but I think the fall was clear. So, but I don't know if it's red card or yellow card.
We've just been sent a still picture, actually. Someone here says Granit Xhaka got a red for far less. Explain that one. And when you look at the still picture, as you said at the time, I think to Steve Harmison, Darren Ambrose, doesn't look great from Trippier. It was a risk, I would say that.
It was very cynical. It was a cynical foul. It was stopping a counter-attack. We've seen it many times before. I think we see a red card in the Rangers game yesterday, I believe, where it was a cynical foul. They stopped him and they gave a red card. I hate it when that happens. When you're on the break or when your team's on the break and they just clean you out, then don't go for the ball at all. I do hate it. And I would like to see more red cards in those situations, but you never see them. And in this situation, I do feel the ref could have kept his on-field decision because on the still pictures, it does look high. It does look a poor challenge.
On now to Jesse March's Leeds United, who tonked Chelsea. Incredible at Elland Road.
Brilliant performance from Leeds United. They're up to second in the Premier League after three games. Incredible. Leeds United 3, Chelsea 0.
I think that our way of playing dictated the match almost entirely. Limited them, created chances, made them make mistakes. If you saw the first games against Everton and Tottenham, if you give these quality players time, they can pass the ball all day. And we didn't want to do that. We wanted to make them uncomfortable. We wanted to be aggressive but intelligent. And we wanted to push the game that way. And I think we did. Last year, we were committing so many fouls and we were over-aggressive and we were getting ourselves in danger with fouls and cards. And now, even in training, you can see that they're adapting to what the techniques are to actually, when you go in 1v1 situations, to win balls. So that takes a little bit of time. We never get outworked or outrun, right? That's a moniker of what we do here. But now if we can continue to add that we don't want to get outthought, we can be a good team. It's coming together and we've got to keep going.
Leeds, I think they emulate the manager. So, yeah. You know, he's pure passion and smaller clubs in the division have to go above and beyond because quality for quality, the bigger clubs have got the better players. And they outworked Chelsea. every single one knew what they was going to do. And I think I've said it, and I were three games in, I did say I thought Leeds would struggle because they did lose all their players. But if they continue on that vein, emulate their boss, listen, they will do well this season.
Then Chelsea's day could not get any worse. Koulibaly picked up his red card, two yellow cards. They went down to 10 men. It has not been a great afternoon for Chelsea Football Club. Thomas Tuchel was absolutely seething as he walks down the tunnel at the end of this game.
I think we lost it in the first 20 minutes. We had created enough chances to be 1-2-0 up. And then we lost the discipline. We lost the repetition in what we wanted to do and what we did okay in the first 20 minutes. And instead of 2-0, it became an even match. And in that even match, we gave two goals away. Totally cheap and unnecessary. And then the game is almost done because you lift the spirit, you lift the belief. Second half we tried, but the same story. We had deliveries, we had half chances, we had shots. We cannot score and we concede by a half chance.
You always look at them and think they're going to finish third. And already I can't see that happening. Already I look at him, and I know we're only three games in. We've still got the transfer window to close in what, 11, 12 days, whatever it may be. I think they're going to struggle for top four the way we're going at the moment. The way Arsenal are playing, the way Spurs are playing, Liverpool and Man City are always going to be right up there as well. Chelsea need to massively improve.
And here's the reaction to Sunday's other Premier League clash, where David Moyes' West Ham lost to Graham Potter's Brighton.
Yes, and boos at the full-time whistle. It finishes West Ham 0, Brighton 2. 0 points from their opening three league matches.
Obviously, we will get a lot of criticism for our performance, but there was bits of the game today where it wasn't as bad as maybe made out. We started the game for 20 minutes or so, and I thought we had done quite a good job. We'd done okay, but we gave away a terrible penalty kick, and when really there wasn't an awful lot in the game. If anything, it might have been that we were the better team at the time. So that altered the way the flow of the game went, and it was a little bit similar in the second half. I thought we started well. I thought we got after them a little bit, and we looked probably the more likely to score, and then we gave away a pretty poor goal midway through the second half.
Brighton win on the road again. They have 7 points from their first three matches. They fully deserved all 3 points at the London Stadium. They were magnificent.
I think it was a really strong performance. Not an easy game at all. We had to, you know, suffer a little bit as well. Rob pulled off a couple of saves. But I think overall, over the course of the game, I think we deserved 3 points. We scored at probably a good time for us. We didn't start the game so well, I didn't think. And you can see the challenge we have in terms of if we make the mistakes, give the ball away, then there's big spaces for them to attack, and that's what they're good at doing. We manage it quite well. Things we can improve on, but I can't complain. It's a clean sheet, it's two goals, and it's 3 points, so I'm happy.
Now, ahead of tonight's game between Man United and Liverpool, live, of course, and exclusive on TalkSport's Monday night game night. Both Bruno Fernandes and Mohamed Salah have been speaking in the build-up to the clash. We'll hear from Mo shortly. First, here's Bruno. Mo doesn't work.
In the present day, though, it is hard to remember a worse 32 and a half minutes of football from a Manchester United side.
I think you have been playing for this club. You know that this club is bigger than anyone else in the Premier, and the press is always around us. But I said to many of them already, no better game to us to turn around at Old Trafford against Liverpool. And we have to do something. We have to show something, first of all, for ourselves. And obviously, we want to do it also for the fans that is being, they've been behind us, support us even in this tough period for them, because we don't get results, we don't get the places that we should be. As I said before, it's main thing for ourselves, because we have to do the work that we have to do. We have to do what the coach asks us to do and carry on doing what we have been doing in the training sessions, and now transform that to the game. That is what we didn't in the previous two.
Well, as season just started, I don't think it went the way we want, but I think it's too early to talk about that because it's just two games. We lost like 4 points, but it's a part of football. We have to just fight and try to win the next one, and the wins will follow.
On now to big Tony Cascarino, claiming that every area of Man United, every area of Man United is going backwards. I don't even know what that means.
This isn't the Manchester United of Sir Matt Busby. This isn't the Manchester United of Sir Alex Ferguson. This is the palest fake imitation for a club that, of course, has had so much glory and success in the past.
You hope that things turn around. One thing's clear, United as a football club will come back. They will have new owners one day and it will be different. It's just not at the present. Mm-hmm. And what it feels is that this club is run so badly that every area of the football club is going backwards. I don't work within, obviously, at Carrington and the training ground, but all I see is failure on every level. You know, I don't even get even a vibe of a, I might be wrong, an exciting youth team or young players that are coming through.
Jim White here. You're listening to TalkSport Daily.
Did you know that Xavi Hernandez used to scan over 8 times in the 10 seconds before receiving the ball? It's therefore not surprising that he rarely lost it. Scientific studies have shown just how important scanning is in soccer. Players who scan more, for example, make twice as many successful forward passes than those who scan less. But training this skill is difficult, and that's why thousands of players trust Be Your Best, the soccer training app in virtual reality, designed to improve players' game intelligence. To learn more, visit beyourbest.com and use code POD20 to get 20% off your first subscription.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
On now to the fallout from Anthony Joshua's split decision defeat to Oleksandr Usyk. And after AJ's post-fight rant, a little bit like Delia Smith's, come on, former middleweight champion Darren Barker told TalkSport that his team let him down by not stopping him raging after the defeat. Although good luck with that one. He's about 6'8" and 18 stone.
Let's be having you!
Usyk, one hell of a emotion. If you knew my story, you would understand the passion.
Tempers, I guess, emotions are high. He's disappointed in his performance. But if I'm deadly honest, mate, I think his team should have grabbed the mic off of him and stopped him from having that moment. It was Usyk's moment. And they want to hear from the winner, you know, not the loser. I know it sounds a bit harsh, but as fact, I think someone in that team, Anthony Joshua, seems to have grabbed hold of the mic. You know, he probably would have been annoyed of him, Anthony Joshua, but still grab that mic and let him get out of the ring.
Oleksandr Usyk is now stood in Anthony Joshua's corner on the stool, raising the belt above his head. The belt that he has won, but Anthony Joshua, for some reason, had the belts in his hand, and he threw those belts outside of the ring. That was a little bit of an odd ending there. Obviously, Anthony Joshua maybe didn't agree with the decision.
Joshua has tweeted to say he let himself down and wishes Usyk success in his quest for greatness.
No one had more baggage in that fight than Usyk. His home was getting bombed. It's being invaded. The country's been invaded, and and it's a dangerous place. And he had to train also during that. So give him some respect for that. AJ was emotional, but after the fight, I think he stormed out the ring because he thought he won the fight. He threw those belts down, and obviously either somebody said something or he's had second thoughts and come back. And I thought what he was saying was raw, it was emotional, but a lot of it was a bit all over the place.
Usyk, who retained his WBA, WBO and IBF titles with a split decision win against Joshua last night, says he's convinced Fury wants to fight him.
Be honest with you guys, after watching that both of them were... It was one of the worst heavyweight title fights I have ever seen. Come on!
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back, as I said earlier on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time show at 4 p.m. today. Straight after us, it's live commentary of Man United beating Liverpool by 2-1. Build-up of that live commentary begins at 6 p.m. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Come on, United.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.